Cyprus. I don't really know what Cyprus is.
It's an island. And it's partially claimed. Most of it's under Greek control, but then there's a sector that's under Turkish control, and they had a war in the 70s about it. And boy, they're going to find out the hard way. I mean, that's a real confidence eroder. So it could lead to, runs on banks in Europe.
Yeah.
Gokofwa, fudgy.
Oh. So did you find some food?
Yeah, I just came home and made some tacos because I couldn't think of any other way place to go.
Yeah.
Was it was an Irish pub, so you'd expect it to be full on St. Paddy's Day, but if you call
And
in, you know.
it was
Yeah,
full, right?
except for I called and I said, was it as bad as it was last night? Oh no, it's just fine. Well, son of a, I just want to get something to eat. I don't want to drink anything, so I want to be able to get a table. So, oh, no problem. I went there and there was no tables.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, everybody's perspective is different, like crowded to me could be sparse to someone else.
Yeah, well, she should have known better. It's common sense, though, because
Yeah.
it was when
Yeah.
you, it was, I've been there enough to know this is what you call crowded. I mean, it was painful, for my hearing's not as good as it used to be, even, and it was painfully loud from just the roar of the crowd.
Huh?
You're trying it again, huh?
I tried to get you, and I couldn't think of myself. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Jacking off makes you deaf. So, anyway, that was no fun at all because I had my heart set on a steak, big old ribeye.
Oh, that's kind of an interesting one on Drudge I've been seeing for about a week now is opposition grows over Google Glass. I mean, it looks like there's some places are putting up signs that they don't allow people to wear these because they're concerned about, I guess, privacy and people just recording them without
Yeah,
knowing it,
privacy.
sort of like a Skype phone call recorder thing, except for I know I'm being recorded, so. But the Google Eye thing, I was thinking,
Well, I got to get it
think.
used. I got to get used to it. You see, I know you're tense now. Trying to unpucker that butthole, because we have some genius material that comes out in these calls. So I'm not necessarily as energetic as I usually am, because I don't know. So this is a good call to ever get kind of broken in on it.
And see if the words are recorded with high fidelity, or do you need to start talking a little bit higher?
Yes, you need. You got to talk at a
Higher
higher
pitch.
register.
Yeah.
And it's the only way to pierce the noise.
It puts a little more energy into the audio information. Probably it would increase the, well, depending, if the signal to noise ratio was better at a slightly higher band of frequencies in the audio range. It just depends on the response of the system.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe the problem is one over F noise.
That's why I talk in a lot of higher register helps.
Much higher register, I'm thinking. Yeah, so
Just I'm just sitting here looking at the iPad as usual.
Well, hoping that we get a show tomorrow with the banks crashing.
It sounds like your fantasies compared to mine. I was like, yeah, maybe the asteroid or comet will hit, like the Russian one. The one load will hit and we'll get some excitement, you know.
The cycle, I don't know if the psychopaths get bigger control of the earth when it's out of control like that in a zombie apocalypse or.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, how do you know you don't know? Maybe you do know. It's raining like it's like raining so hard today. I was like, it's even enough that I might not even go for a run. I don't know. Maybe it's cleared up enough now, but it rained so much here, you can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, compare, yeah, where you are. Maybe. After living, well, you lived in Arizona for over 25 years, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, it is
Anything
wetter than Arizona, but it doesn't
changes?
take much for that.
Yeah, I guess any kind of rain. It seemed like a lot. Was it lots of rain, like compared to like Ohio, when it rained there? You
It's about the same as Ohio, I think, and
get that's some pretty serious rain, man.
it's a pain in the butt. Can't stand it. I can't stand it. Oh yeah, it looks like the British government wants, I'm looking on Drudge, the British government wants government oversight of newspapers. Can you imagine that? Oh geez, something's going to hell in a handbasket for sure.
You say government oversized newspapers or
It's
over?
an oversized newspaper. Yeah, we
What
gotta.
kind of
It's bad enough when
oversight?
you got the regular sized newspaper trying to keep it all folded upright so you can actually read it. You're talking. You want one double size, so you have to the size of a comforter on a bed, so you have to spread your arms way out.
Yeah, well, I was thinking it made sense. I see it on the Drudge now what the actual word was, but if the government gets control, then yeah, they're going to go to oversized newspapers. Cause I don't know if you've seen the Arizona Republic. It's like a mini version of what a normal newspaper used to be.
Oh yeah, because
Yeah.
they've got to keep the cost of the printed version down,
Yeah.
and because it's a
Yeah.
rag, they can't really get any subscribers really who want to pay for it.
Yeah. And pretty soon they'll probably just make a miniature 1 by 2 inch version of it, you know.
little size that G.I. Joe would use or something,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
you daintily open it up.
Yeah.
And you can only wrap tiny little fish in it.
Yeah.
You can write how you can wrap your minnows in it. Yeah, let's see what it says there. D-Day for press freedom. MPs are urged not to vote on new law on papers. Oh, that's hard to believe. They must be losing their mind over there. All I can think of between the press thing and raiding the bank of bank accounts.
Why are they, I didn't start reading these articles, but why are they trying, ordering the, let's see, it says Eurozone orders Cyprus to seize 10% of bank accounts.
Because they're all
Why?
busted. They're broke.
Cyprus is broke or the
Yeah,
Eurozone is broke?
Eurozone has got problems, but Cyprus, there's
The Cyprus.
member countries that are having particular issues, like Greece, because they have
Why
total.
would they take money from Cyprus as opposed to any other place?
Well, no, it's the government is take the government of Cyprus is taking the money out to pay the government bureaucrats, you know, that, oh, we don't want to cut any wages, and to save the bondholders.
So, I mean, would that be like if all of a sudden over here in America, the government decided to take 10% of our bank accounts, it would just be coming right out of our bank accounts as people, that
Yeah.
happening to people over there?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's the ticket. It's pretty fucked up. I mean, I don't know how in the world they think that's a good move, because that's like a major tell step that it's like, oh, things are getting worse. You never even heard about Cyprus until now. Maybe it was, obviously it was something, things were degrading, but they were going downhill, but at least I didn't know about it before that. And now it's like, oh my God, you know, you're on the shit list. Think all those banks are gonna end up in Cyprus are gonna end up having people pulling money out and put it in the bank of mattress.
Bank of mattress.
that if you lived there, that wouldn't be the so there'd be more than one kind of wad rolling around your bed. So what'd you do 2 days?
Pretty much vegged out and slept most of the day until I realized I was getting pretty hungry and my attitude was going downhill.
Were you thunder hungry yet?
Pretty much. So I ordered a Pizza Hut pizza.
Oh no, Pizza the Hut. Eek.
Yeah, Pizza the
Were you hungry enough that
Hut.
it tasted good?
Yeah, actually good. Tasted good.
Eek.
Yeah, it was good. I got chicken wings too, as I ate some chicken wings and then just had two pieces of pizza. So,
So you don't get Rosati pizza anymore?
I do every once in a while. One time I ordered one and they charged a premium, as you know.
Okay.
It really sucked. You know, it was like the
Okay.
kids were partying or something, and it was a little bit later on a Friday or Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But for the $35 I paid for it, you know, remember it was called the Rosati's Monster. It used to have everything on it, you know?
Oh,
Well,
okay, all right.
normally does. But I got it. It looked like it had a smattering of tomato paste and cheese and just a little bit of ingredients, you know? And it was, I ordered it when Ron, one of the first times Rhonda was here. And she was like, she couldn't believe it. So normally it's way better than this, you know?
I guess I
So I
would
haven't
have been
ordered one
tempted to
since.
call up and tell them, you know, hey, you better come and get this pizza, because it ain't gonna do it if you want to repeat.
Yeah. I probably should have done that, but it just depends on, you know, they're not going to necessarily remember me if I don't know. It just was
Course, you have
sucked.
to worry about the next one when I'm spitting in the next one. So
Right.
it's like, I'll just take my
Right.
money back and forget about the rest, you know.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. It's like you can't. It's one of these ones where I couldn't see how to make it into a win-win situation, but it didn't. good not to say
You have a
anything.
bunch of teenagers standing around and having a circle jerk with the pizza lid in the
Yeah.
middle.
Yeah, we'll make it a win for you next time, mister. And they're all jerking off in the
Yes. You said you wanted a cheese pizza.
pizza. He wanted extra cheese. He said he wanted extra cheese. That's ridiculous. He said he wanted extra cheese. Oh,
Oh,
boy.
God. Yeah. Yeah, that's like, that's bad. So they're probably wondering where you are.
What's that?
The Rosati's. Where's
Yeah.
he at? He doesn't order pizza no more.
Yeah.
You know this Irish pub over here is ever since I told you that joke about it, about a fictional Irish pub called Gaffigan's and they only serve bacon.
Jim Gaffigan's
Yeah, oh, bacon.
Bacon Paradise.
Well, every time I try to remember the name of the place, it's called McGurk's, right? And they have really good steaks. And
Oh.
every time I try and remember the name of that. I like, oh, let's go to Gaffigan. No, it's not called Gaffigan's. It's the Irish pub.
Yeah.
So I've jammed my channel.
Oh, back on Rosati's before I forget her. I actually have gone once or twice and picked up a pizza, after the fiasco. And it was amazing. When I order it there, I get the monster and take it home.
Yeah.
It's a fucking good pizza. They got everything on it, you know.
Maybe
There
that's
was
the
only
trick.
one
It says
time
so
they messed it
you can
up.
lift the and they know you can lift the lid then
Yeah.
take a quick
Yeah,
peek to make sure it isn't
complain.
just
Yeah, maybe that's
screwed
what they do to get back at some of the complainers. They
up.
chintz up on the deliveries because they know who's gonna turn down a steaming hot pizza if you're starving, you
It's
know? And
steaming hot.
you're so desperate you ordered, have them deliver it instead of
Was a
going
steaming
and
hot pizza, all right.
getting yourself.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't, how far away is it? Is it closed?
As long as it's only like, I would say, well, it's down at Warner, so
Oh,
it's
okay.
basically 2 miles.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. Not bad.
They even used to deliver all the way over to where I was at South Mountain.
Yeah. So, there's different reasons for ordering out, and usually it's for convenience and stuff like that.
What would be another reason?
I've evolved to the point where, in my isolation and staying, it's like not seeing anybody all weekend. I was like, oh, I don't really want to go out. Means I'd have to brush my hair or put on some pants that don't have a hole in the ass of them,
Are you still wearing those?
And then.
Those pants that have the asshole in them,
Yeah.
you're still wearing those?
Yeah, what I've been doing
Son
though is wearing these black underwear so you can't tell
of
that the ass of them's wore out now. But anyways, that's one reason why I call and get pizza. And the thing is, it's good, so I don't have to deal with people.
I say be loud and proud, go and get it.
Huh?
I say be loud and proud, go get it.
But then when you get to the point where you don't even want to call people on the phone, it's like, I wish I had someone here so I could say, hey, could you call for the
I could call it in on Skype or something.
pizza? Yeah.
So,
Once in a
well,
while I feel
let me
like that.
understand this though. You said there's among the list of reasons for ordering out is convenience, but I haven't been able to figure out another one.
Like I said, so that when I'm being antisocial,
Well, that would be
like I don't
convenience
really,
too.
huh?
That would be convenience too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Most people don't think of these other reasons, or do they? Like when they advertise it, hey, it's convenient. We'll bring it to you, So, anyways, there's more reasons, is all I'm saying.
Well, I can't think of them though. That's why I was asking.
Yeah,
They
but
all
just
kind of fall under
explain it.
convenience to
I
me.
don't know how to explain it, I just did it, and I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
I can't think of any other ones besides the one I just tried to explain. Ooh. Pretty soon I'll be telling them to slide the pizza under the door.
Yeah,
You
I
know
was
what I
just
mean?
thinking that earlier. You get a special
I know
door
it.
made so they can,
Yeah.
like you're living in your house like Papillon, you know, when you're on Devil's Island, and they just slide it in there, slap the door shut, and then you can open it up and take it out. Like you're living in your own personal zoo. Hey, did you see my text about the idea of the card game called Propaganda?
I didn't see that one.
Oh yeah, you gotta. Oh no, it was an email. I'm sorry. Yeah, here I can.
Let me just check my email because
Yeah,
all I
okay.
have to do is check the email. It might be right there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I
You can.
haven't checked it for a couple of hours. Usually, oh, Game Theory, is that
Yeah,
it?
that's it.
Okay, I see it now. Okay, well, it's kind of a long one, but I can read over it.
It's not that hard. It actually got a quote. Most of it's a quote, and where the comment the guy made on one of those stories about the Cypriot banks taking the cash out of the savings accounts was, the government plays the help for hero cards at every opportunity. And so I realized, hey, the money quote I put in bold there in the email, and it says help for heroes. Which immediately got me thinking of a card game we could call named Propaganda, and we'd have the following cards among others: do it for the children, sky is falling, climate change, racist, etc. You know, we need more. And then so I was saying it later, it's like what I'm thinking is we need to come up with some rules for play, even if they're we beg, borrow, and steal them from other games. And if you help me do this and we come up with a good set of rules, I'll get some cards printed up in China and we'll start selling them for even, Steven, just to get the message out, maybe. I don't know.
That would be funny. Like, so it's basically all these catchphrases that the liberals use and
Yeah.
cards they play. They're playing
Yeah.
the racist card, or the race card.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking, like, you gotta have Monopoly money probably too with it. That's
Yeah.
what I was thinking. We could probably call them Obama bucks.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
You get the Obama
Obama.
phone. Oh, could you make it into like a video game version instead of the physical pieces?
Oh, no, because I not right away, because I don't have the money to pay the programmers. So
Oh, no programmer money.
we start with like cards and Monopoly money and or Obama bucks, whatever, and maybe some other props, whatever, and then we have to come up with the
Obama.
rules of play, obviously. And you know, originally the Monopoly was put forward as a way of proposing or of trying to teach people that what happens is ends up with one person with all the money and without property taxes, you know. It's kind of a propaganda thing for government theft again. And so we could maybe fight back by making the opposite. Help for heroes.
Make a new version of Monopoly, but one that teaches the opposite lesson, I
Actually, it's
guess.
kind of not necessarily the opposite lesson, because that all the power ends up in the government. So it's just where they thought that having an entity called government would magically make for a entity populated by angels who would never do anything wrong and do everything good for us. And they were mistaken in that assumption, and all the power ends up in the government. So, I don't know about the rules of play, but I think it's, I mean, I guess we gotta think of. I mean, is it like, I'm trying to think of the hierarchy. Is it like who can out victim the other? But in order to have like a, I mean, you gotta promote instability in the game, right? Otherwise, it's not so much fun. So it's like maybe we need scissors, papers, rock type of rules. So it can go back and forth a bit.
I like Risk. That's a good game. It's just armies and fighting and crap. And winning. It's more advanced than Battleship. You suck my battleship.
Show me.
Wow.
Wow, you sunk my butthole ship.
I don't have much right now.
Yeah, me neither, but God. So think, try and think about some rules though, because it could, it doesn't happen very often, but did I tell you about that guy at work who's got an aunt who came up with some game? And I'll have to ask him again what the game is. But the stupid thing gives her $10 million of revenue a year. She started off selling it herself, and then somebody, one of the big game companies, picked it up. Lo and behold,
10 million,
she's
that's pretty
making all
nice.
this bank, man. She's got fat stacks, man.
It could have happened to
Well, hey,
you.
you
You
gotta
jumped to conclusions. You remember that scene? He's like his head's in the halo brace. He's smiling. I know you're selling the guy. I know how you feel bad about work, but look at me. It could happen to you. He's all fucked up, you know.
Well,
And he's
no, I
smiling.
don't know. What is this from?
Oh, you don't remember Office Space, that classic scene in Office Space?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And where the guy gets hit by the car and he gets to, they
Oh,
get
yeah, right,
the
he's in the hospital
insurance settlement.
all in
Yeah, he gets
traction and
insurance.
stuff. Yeah.
Right, and he gets the insurance settlement. And he's all in traction with all that braces and crap. He's all throwing a party because he could finally make his game. It's like Twister, but it's jump to conclusions, you
Oh,
know,
okay, yeah. Okay.
or hopscotch. He jumped the.
Jump
It's
to
like where you
conclusions.
ask questions and you jump to conclusions. And he's all happy trying to tell the lead of the show. I think, I know how you feel bad about work sometimes, but hey, look,
It could happen to
just
you.
look at it. Good
You're gonna
things
win the
could
lottery
happen.
too.
All right, yeah, you get plowed down by a vehicle, and you're if you don't remember the scene, it was where he was trying to kill himself in the garage by putting the exhaust into the car, and he kind of isn't successful. His wife catches him and he's all embarrassed. And he's like, oh, I'm just backing out to go to the store, go to work. And he backs out and gets hit by someone, you know.
Okay.
So he was trying to commit suicide, but he was failing at that because of like a
You're
10
talking
million
about the
murder.
guy with the thick glasses, right? That was in the basement,
Yeah.
and the guy would never return his stapler.
No, that's not the same guy. It's
Different guy.
different guy, yeah.
Oh, I think I might have
The
accidentally jammed
guy
the
in the
channel.
basement was Milton. He
Yeah.
was the stapler guy. We're talking about the guy who he's a people person. When the two guys are interviewing people to see what their jobs were, to see who they could get let go of, he's explaining, well, he's the guy who interfaces between customers and engineering, because engineering's not good with people, and he hates other people. I just thought that was so funny, because then he's like, well, exactly what do you do? He says, well, you know, I get the instructions from the engineer, my secretary types them up and sends them to the customer. I don't understand why you guys don't get this. I'm a people person. He's totally breaking down, you know.
Yeah.
He's a people person. He's totally losing it. Yeah. I don't know if you remember. I watched it so many times. It was, that's like whenever I decided to quit work, and I just told Andy, I said, I'm office spacing it.
Yeah, you were.
And he just quit. Just office.
Yeah.
I just quit.
Yeah, you think you did. Oh, God. Look at me, Mark. I office spaced a little bit more, even.
Yeah, I think you and Andy both office spaced more than I did. I just did 1 year's work.
Yeah, what's he done anyway? We don't have any updates on him anymore, huh?
I don't have any input. Just I remember he quit working because, he had enough money saved up so the house was paid off.
Yeah.
So he wasn't working, since 2010 or 11, I don't remember.
Yeah. So he's
I don't know if the situation changed any.
Yeah, you better have a lot of money there, because the Cypriot thing is not boding well for world economy.
Yeah, haven't we already gone off a physical cliff? So...
Physical cliff? I don't want to go off a physical cliff. That hurts worse.
I'd say it the same way, I think. Physical cliff.
So, yeah.
But nothing's been done, so we went off a cliff. It's like, we're going off the physical cliff. I'm like,
yeah. That's another man's name that is also a noun of a description. I mean, I keep coming up with them, like Matt and Cliff. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
So
I think all this we already said here, where rain's gone to hell. So all we had to do. I mean, there's no news. Maybe news like this. It's like, well, yeah, we're going over the cliff. You know. Isn't this part of going over the cliff, or is this just... That's how little I know about it, you know. It's just, hey, yeah, we already went over the cliff. This is part of it, you know.
No, I think we're over the hill, but we're not over the cliff. It's the physical cliff. That's about...
It's all economy going to hell. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's actually a propaganda construct to try and scare people into either paying more taxes or cutting the budget. And I don't know really. I think it's the news media that came up with it. So.
Well, I think it's probably something I don't really want to know. Otherwise, I would understand or differentiate more. Maybe it would just be something that. Like, once I really care about it, I might be able to.
Well, let's hope you never do. Because if you, with your particular personality type, care about it, then things have gotten really scary.
Yeah. It's just kind of. Yeah, there ain't much we can do about it all. That's why.
Well, you could get that glory hole cut in the front doors to get the food put through.
It's a glory slot. It's a slot through the door. It's not a glory hole.
Well, yeah. Just get yourself I don't want to think about that one, but it's... if you could seal yourself in and very carefully invest your money, you might be able to never leave the house again.
Oh, boy. it's a Kafka-esque sort of thing, you know. It's like, you know, when you turn into a dung beetle and the metamorphosis, or whatever it is, it's because he was like trapped on his back in his bed and he couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Do dung
The
beetles get
form.
trapped on their back?
Well, I said certain beetles get stuck on their back, it's hard to flip over. Then, I think they were trying to say that it's kind of like related to German society. There was something kind of going wrong, and it was of undertones that, you would think if for the society to allow for something like Hitler to happen, and Kafka kind of pre-shadowed that. You know, and you think, here he is, he transforms into some sort of weird beetle, and he can't leave the house, but his job is really important. The trains have to be on time, you know, and his boss shows up saying, hey, he's late, or something like that, you know.
He took the late train.
I had to read the story again, but some analysis is of it, and, you know, people, you know, how they like to say what it's about. Like, The Wizard of Oz is about a certain thing, you know, and I'm thinking it's just about fucking Dorothy and clowns and shit, you know.
Oh yeah, they use whatever they can for inspiration, and it becomes something more. That's where, if you want to write something really classic, you start with some inspiration, and then luck of the draw, you manage to write something that can be interpreted a lot of different ways. Like, the classic on that, I think, is like the Batman TV series, where as a kid, you could watch it, and you're like, totally, like, oh my God, the Riddler's got the Batman now, you know? And then the adults are chuckling because it's so funny.
The Riddler's got Batman over a barrel now.
Felt a little queasy because the Batman always had a little bit of a pot belly when he was running around in those leotards.
You know they're going to kill Robin off, don't you?
Yeah, I heard about that. I mean, why was the reason for that?
I don't know. I skimmed over briefly. Let me think if I can remember for a second. It was, I don't know, I have to read it again, you know. Seems kind of weird, but I guess maybe in the comic universe, people get killed off every once in a while.
And brought
I think
back.
Sometimes it, I think sometimes they even come back too.
Yeah, I'm sure they can come back at any time. It's a matter of God. It's like poison distribution. There's always a constant per interval of time, a constant probability of it. Bing comes back.
Yeah. So it's gonna always. They always have a plausible explanation too. You know?
Oh yeah, that's what those guys specialize in, plausible explanations.
So I'm still rooting for you to be the guy who makes millions or billions. So. I can at least say before I die, one of my friends became wealthy and. independent, famous.
Well, if I get a house in Brazil, I'm gonna try and make sure I have some room in it for other people to come visit, or maybe a guest house or two.
Corks for the forks. So it could be like that Steve Martin movie where he pretended he retarded brother and they're sitting at the table and he.
Is this so that you can get some sort of government aid or assistance?
So you don't poke yourself in the eye with a fork when you're eating.
Well, yeah, but if you're faking it, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. You know, one thing that's really cool to have is these UPS machines, and you have it right here by your iPad and vaporizer set up, so in case the power ever goes down, you got a couple hours worth of iPad and vaporizer.
Oh, I. So you don't keep a tiny UPS man in there, do you?
No.
Hi, I'm from UPS. You got a package in here. Just think about that next time you're paranoid. There might well be a small. I mean, that's one of the essential parts. Is a small UPS dude. Monday tomorrow.
Thanks for reminding me.
I can't stand the insanity. All I can think of is, well, I don't want to think about that, but I basically told everybody I can I th that I know that would be interested the story about the box of dildos with the strap on, and it's
Yeah.
God, I
Know
mean
what
that's
people think about it. It's
oh they
pretty funny.
laugh, it's pretty funny, but I just the part that's not funny is that I actually work for this critter.
Personal. Maybe if it was just the dildos, that's not a big deal, but it sounds like there's more to it. Sounds like there's more to it. I can take a box of dildos,
Where would you take them?
but the guy's
Oh,
a little wacky. Yeah, take the story about a box of
I'd
dildos.
take them and deliver them to some people who are needy. Now, I don't know. He just unstable. Oh well.
I'm looking at the UK Mail here in Langford Grudge, and they got a section. Dogs really do have facial expressions which their owners can understand, study finds, and they got a 2x3 array of a German Shepherd with happy face, sad, afraid, surprised, disgusted, and angry.
Disgusted.
Yeah, disgusted. Yeah, I would be interested in what you could do that could disgust a dog,
I've got some ideas.
Yeah, I
Was
mean,
that one directly linked on the Drudge?
it's just the very home page of the UK Mail Online. So if you scroll all the
UK
way down to
Mail.
the bottom left of Drudge, it's the very
Oh.
first one with the square bracket UK
UK Daily Mail, all
Mail.
right there. Let's see. I'm clicking in there.
And then you gotta scroll down about 25% of the page, meaning pretty far down, then you'll see the German Shepherd.
I'm just
He
find
looks pretty cool. He
dog.
looks cool.
There has to be dog. Oh no, watchdog. I mean, there's 19 instances of dog on here. All right, there it is. Yeah, happy, sad, afraid, surprised, disgusted, angry.
I see one way we could do this faster is if we shared a screen, so we just
Yeah,
we're
we may
just
have to
doing
do
one,
that. We may have to do that.
and
But
then you
did you?
can share back and forth. I do it at work. Can we do it with our home computers if we have the right
Yeah,
software?
we'll have to do that. That's all for. But did you see this one down below? I was born without a penis, but I'm getting one made from my arm.
I just saw that. Wow.
Hey, he's
I
gonna do. I got a pecker the size of my arm.
gotta read
They
the
can reach up
statement.
in there and tickle their ovaries.
Reveals, he says, reveals security guard who has slept with 100 women.
Huh?
What, so what?
He's really good at faking it then. How the hell do you sleep with 100 women with
Maybe
no pecker?
he did things besides sexual intercourse to them or something.
Oh yeah, sounds really. What a
I could
bummer.
get my whole arm. She's you stuff it to her. Oh, it feels like an arm. It's because it is an arm.
He was born without manhood because bladder formed outside of body, but still managed to sleep with over 100 women. Hey, want to see my bladder? Surgeons will use a large flap of skin with the blood vessels folded in them and then you're like, ow. This sounds like it hurts.
I didn't want to read it. It sounded like it hurt.
That's a damn shame.
A crying shame.
A crying shame. It's a crying shame. Forrest Whitaker is going to be trying to hit on you if you keep that up.
Yeah, he was in a crying game, wasn't he, Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen that. Let me look at that movie up to see what.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty funny. I mean, I don't think anybody told me ahead of time, or maybe I had a slight hint. You know?
No, because I went to see it first, and then I said, yeah, you got to come and see this movie, and you went, and you figured it out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I'm there like, you know, like whenever you send those pictures of women with 8 inches of pussy stick, you send it to me, and you'd be like, oh look, she's cute. Oh God, no. And I'm thinking that was before the internet, so I was like, way ahead of the times.
Okay, The Crying Game is a 1992 psychological thriller drama film. So that's 21 years ago, damn.
Yeah, I went there. And
that,
then
is, that is pre-internet, too.
Yeah, yeah, and I think I went by myself, and then I got you and Carrie to go with me, if I'm right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's funny thing about back then. It's like the ability for us to share information, you know, like here on this film, we had to go to the film to see it or wait till it came out on DVD. Now we could actually go to the internet and read a synopsis that'll probably download clips or even find the whole thing, you know,
yeah,
free or whatever. Here I'm back on the pre-internet, the Dark Ages versus today.
Yeah, it is. It was the Dark Ages. It's. I think. I really think when it's all said and done, and you know, the history books will talk about it that way.
History books. Hell yeah, it is a significant night and day difference. You know?
Lord God, yeah.
I remember I kind of had a little bit of